I'm joined by Mark Barrow after Guiseley's 3-0 home defeat against Macclesfield. Mark, can you start off for me by trying to sum up the performance and the result for the side?
Yeah, really poor tonight. I think that's the first time that we've been completely outplayed, really, up until once they got the third goal and, you know, really won the game. I thought they were by far the best team we've played so far. We just couldn't get close to them. Really, really impressed with them. Really, really disappointed with us. Thought we looked well off it. Bosch has just said it in dressing room. We looked, for the first time this season, we looked like a team that had just come out of Conference North and good side. The way they popped it around, they really punished us. And no arguments with the scoreline. Disappointed from our point of view. Obviously, there's performances that were below par tonight, and they've punished us.
Can you put your finger on why we were so poor?
You're going to have occasionally those performances where you're below par, the other team probably right on top of the game, and it produces a game like that. We're difficult one to really say why it's happened. I think credit to them, they've played really well. We've just not been able to get a grip of their strengths. By the time we did, we're 2-3-0 down. The full, good side. They just missed out on the playoffs last year. Went to watch them on Saturday and they played really well, missed a load of chances, should have beaten Boreham more comfortably. And tonight they've taken the chances, but they've smashed two in from outside the box in the first half. But really, they controlled the game and we were just didn't have any answers for what they threw at us.
In terms of the goals that they scored, I'd say it was efforts from well outside the box, something that generally our style of play doesn't merit, but we couldn't get the good passing play going tonight.
No, they closed us down well, made a few bad decisions on the ball, just gave the ball back to them too easily, and that allows them to play again as they did, keeping possession. You spend a long time chasing it. They controlled the game, something that we like to do, something that we went down and did at Braintree a couple of weeks ago. Really, we did it on Friday against Lincoln, just couldn't find that end product. But yeah, the free kick that was never a free kick, mind, but the lad sticks it in the top corner, and then second one a deflected shot. So then you're chasing the game. Boys had a really good chance at 2-0, had that gone in, who knows? And then obviously, we get the penalty and the keeper pulls off a great save. Just kind of summed up our night. But, the other games that we've lost this season, even the Aldershot one, I've seen signs that, we've been on, had a spelling game where we've been on top and, perhaps been unfortunate. Tonight, we were well and truly beaten by the better side and they deserved the victory. And hopefully, it's, gives us that little wake-up call again. And it happens to everyone over the course of a season. They beat Forest Green 4-1 the other week. They won 3-0 at Aldershot last week. They're a very good side. We've got to come back from it, learn the lessons from it. Forest Green on Saturday is a great place to go and put something like that right.
We spoke right before the start of the season about how we needed to make Nethermoor a fortress. On the whole, so far, ignoring the performances, there's been some good ones, but results have been better away from home than 4 defeats at home so far this season.
Yeah, I think we've been unfortunate in a couple of them. Tonight we've been beaten fair and square. Sometimes you'll get that. Some teams have better away records than home. Maybe personnel we've got in the squad at the minute, we're a little bit more suited to playing away from home. But tonight, whether we'd have played home or away, you're putting that kind of performance, we're going to lose games, don't matter who you're playing. Every team says it, it's a bit of a cliche really, make your home ground a fortress. We just need to keep picking up points and whether it be home or away, ideally we'd like it to be at home in front of your home supporters. We've obviously two really difficult away games now to go into, so we'll prepare on Thursday for the Forest Green one and look to go down there and nobody will give us a chance, look to get a result.
In terms of where the goals have been coming from, guys like Craddock, Boys and Dickinson all had chances in the game, and it's been the story of the season so far, all have had chances and failed to put them away.
I think in games gone by, if some of the chances we missed have been really costly, I don't think that was really the case tonight. I think by the time we got decent chances, they were at least two in front. Having said that, for the little player we had three really good headed chances in the first half. Missed a penalty. Keepers made a great save from a penalty and a free kick from Dicko. We have had probably more good chances and efforts on goal than we did on Friday night. But you know, they've scored two very good goals from outside the box in the first half. You know, maybe if those don't go in, you know, you getting at half time at 0-0, it's completely different. You can adjust and make the changes that we did, and it might have a different effect on the game. But you know, credit to them, they've played well. They've scored two very good goals from outside the box, and you know, whether the goals were, you know, wherever they came from, they deserve to win.
So as we say, a nice easy trip to the league leaders on Saturday, Wake Forest Green for non-league day.
Yeah, you know, it's this league really, isn't it? You see some crazy results week in, week out. Yeah, difficult one for us. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. Can't be too down. We've, you know, on the whole, we've competed well at this level. Tonight's a little bit of a wake-up call and a bit of a reality check for us. And we'll obviously have a look at it, watch the game back, see where we've gone wrong, what we could do better, little bits that can make a difference, and we'll go down to Forest Green looking to looking to put in the performance that we've put in over a majority of the season. If we do that, then you know, it's shown in this league any team can beat anyone on any given day, and you know, we'll go down there looking to get a result.